St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church Podcast. This podcast comes from our own Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr., titled, By His Stripes. But before we get to Pastor, I would like to read you a poem by Dr. Benjamin Mays, titled, God's Minute. I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. What's upon me, can't refuse it. Don't seek it, don't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny minute, but eternity is in it. St. John's Nation, take time to reach out to your loved ones and spend time with them. It might be just 1 minute, but that minute can mean eternity to them. I hope you enjoy this podcast and be blessed.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are.
Father and our great God, it is once more in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we bow our heads before you. We surrender our all to you, God, this morning. Lord, we thank you for another day. We thank you, God, for renewed mercies. We thank you for your grace, O God. We ask now that you, Lord, would meet us in this place today. Allow your spirit to move. Allow someone to be saved today, God. Someone to be delivered today, God. Someone to be set free today, God. Someone to know that your son, Jesus Christ, he is the way, he's the truth, and he is the life, O God. We do pray now, Lord God, for you to use this, your child, Lord God, to bring forth your word today. We tell you thank you, God, for the choir, for the song that they brought forth this morning. We pray that it has blessed someone today, God. We ask even now, Lord, that you will prepare the hearts and the minds of your people for your service, for worship on today, God. We love you. We praise you, God. And we ask, God, that as we come before you this morning, that all of our sins and trespasses would be forgiven. Lord God, if there is any altar between anyone, help them, God, to get it right today, Father God. For Lord God, we realize that it's late in the day. The sun is going down, and your son is soon to come. And we've got to get it right with our brothers and our sisters in order to have it right with you, Father God. For Lord, we cannot say that we love you whom we've never seen, and we do not love and we cannot stand our brothers and our sisters, God. We tell you thank you, Lord God, and we pray for you to have thine way today, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you and God keep you. Certainly we're grateful to God for this day, and we realize that many of us have a lot going on. But we have to pause and take this day and set it aside for the Lord's service, to worship, praise the Lord, and also to get some rest in our bodies. We find that it's more difficult for people to rest now because many folk are working from home. And when they get a break from their home job, their job at home, they're doing their work at home. And they get a break from that, amen. Now they're, you know, doing the kids. They're trying to take care of their husband or the wife, or other things that may come up. And then some, no matter how far you are from your job, that old tether, that cell phone always have you hooked up and in the number, amen. So we ask that you please set aside today that you can bless the name of God, amen. And God really, he loves you, and God wants to hear from you, amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to our word for today, amen. We ask that you go with us over to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. The words reads, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Amen. And we have another scripture we'll highlight as we get into our sermon. Amen. Which is found in Isaiah 53. Father God, we pray now that you would just bless us as we receive your word. Open our hearts and our minds, O God, to receive your word today, Father God. Lord, we ask you just have thine way. And God, whatever we stand in need of this morning by way of your word, by way of the shed blood of your son, Jesus Christ, by the knowledge of you, we pray, God, that you would grant it this morning. And please, sir, grant someone a relationship with your son today. God, grant someone to be pulled up out of the muck and the miry clay today. God, grant someone to be encouraged to run on, God. Grant someone, God, to be able to just trust in you. We ask it now in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake we do pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. This morning our thought is by his stripes. Amen. Very simple thought, by his stripes. Amen. We've been down this road before when we look at 1 Peter chapter 2 and our sister scripture over in Isaiah 53 and 5, and Isaiah 53 and 5 just simply tells us that with his stripes we are healed. And I'll read that in its entirety for you. Beginning at verse 4 in Isaiah 53, says, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Verse 5, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." Amen. We are healed. Today we find that we're dealing with a very familiar scripture and often heard scripture. And every now and then, you know, we'll see that we've been down this road before. We've preached on this thought somewhere before. But every now and then, church, it's good to go back to that old landmark, go back to that place where you first began, get back to the rudimentary elements of the gospel, get back to the basics of the gospel. I mean, every now and then we have to go back and travel grounds that have been traversed previously. And secular teaching is often done to make sure the students are ready for the next level of instruction, amen, to make sure that the student, that they got it. You've heard someone say, "Hey, I got it." You know, in other words, you can, "I got it," amen. We want to make sure that we got it, amen. And notice I say we. It is not just, you know, you or them, amen. It is us. We all have to get it, amen. For higher and more advanced studies, one must be well-grounded in the elementary parts of the knowledge of whatever they're studying for. A professor knows that it is possible for him to be reckless in leading students to a higher form of study. It will be reckless unless the students are thoroughly familiar with the first principles and laws of their study. Amen. They must be able to get it. So he often goes back to the beginning over and over again to make sure that they got it. Amen. And as preachers of the gospel, amen, as missionaries, as evangelists, amen, as proclaimers of the gospel word, amen, we would be wise to do the same identical thing. Amen. We see even with Brother Paul, as he taught the Philippians, I take his thought on board, amen. To me, as a preacher, it is not shallow nor grievous to find ourselves preaching on some of the simple terms in Christ, amen. Teaching the plan of salvation, amen, for Paul lets us know, for it is safe. And he says this, amen, in Philippians 3 and 1, he says, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but it's safe," amen, to make sure that they actually have what he's teaching, amen. So it's okay for us to go back and proclaim the same word again. For how many know, amen, that the word of God does not change, amen? God himself does not change, amen. He remains the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So we don't seek out a new word, amen. Some folk will stand and believe, amen, that yes, there's a new thing going on under the sun, something we haven't seen, amen. But God is doing the same thing he has always been doing. He's trying to seek and save those who are lost, amen. And you and I, as believers, as proclaimers of the gospel, we must do the same thing, amen. If you will, notice, amen, that those who love Christ, amen, those who love his word the most, amen, they would like to hear about this great salvation as often as they possibly can, amen. Some would find themselves, amen, driving down the road, listening to a familiar gospel hymn that's talking about the birth, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. Others will find themselves listening to sermons over and over and over again, amen, in order that they can, amen, just based in the glory of the word, amen. Even those of us who have been off, amen, to far and distant lands, amen, whenever we find ourselves coming home, amen, and you can smell those sweet roses, amen, those flowers, amen, that crisp air of the country, amen, it makes us feel good, amen. We'll never, ever get tired of that, amen. So by the same token, amen, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, hearing about his substitutionary suffering and dying for our sins should never, ever get old, amen, we should always desire it, amen. We don't want to have anyone say, well, I don't want to hear about that anymore, because if you find yourself not wanting to hear about the stripes that he took, amen, the beating and the death that Christ went through, amen, for you and I, that means something is wrong, amen. Even those folk, amen, who don't desire to hear about it, amen, we've got to proclaim that word to them as often as possible. Watch so, because we hope and pray that at some point, amen, they would get it, amen. They don't want to hear it, amen, but you got to preach the word to them anyway, amen. The word tells us, amen, to be instant, amen, in season and out of season, amen. We've always got to be ready to give an account, amen, to folk, amen, about who God is, amen. We want to tell them that by his stripes, amen, they can be all right, amen. Paul, amen, over in Romans, he said it this way here. He said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? Amen. And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And he sums it up in verse 14 when it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Therefore, amen, we need to let this word ring out over and over and over again, that by hearing it, amen, someone might be saved. But I'm here to tell you today, church, that it's by his stripes, amen, that everything becomes okay. We see the torment, amen. We see the trials and the tribulation going on, amen, in our world, amen. And just now we're seeing how even the cameras of this life, amen, they're going beyond our borders of Camden County, beyond the borders of Georgia, beyond the borders of our country, amen. It's going everywhere. You can see everything going on everywhere. So we got to make sure that we know, amen, that this word is the only way that we can get things right, amen, by his stripes. Amen. The word tells that we're healed. Healing is what we need today, church. We need healing more than every and anything else. Amen. Most folk, amen, are just looking for a little bit of help. Help don't last always unless it comes from the Lord. Amen. Many folk, amen, they want to hand out. Amen. And some folk say, well, I don't want to give you a hand out, but I want to give you a hand up. Amen. I'm here to tell you today, even the hand up does not help you. Many folk, amen, they find shoulders that they can cry on, amen. They find ears that they can complain to. They find arms that they can fall into, amen. But none of those things will make things right. The only way things get right is by his stripe. Help, hand out, hand up, shoulder, ears, arm are not what we need. What we need today, church, is healing. And the only way that healing comes is by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. The word tells us, amen, in the scripture that we read earlier, amen, from Peter, in verse 2, chapter 2, verse 24, he says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. And notice what verse 25 says. He says, for ye were all as sheep going astray, but in our notice, if you will, this morning, amen, the word shows us, amen, in my first point, amen, that there is an implicit sickness, amen, an implicit sin that's out there, amen, that we all carry, amen. And let me tell you, church, amen, I don't care who you are, amen, where you're listening to, what language you're listening to, amen, I don't care if it's sign, I don't care if it's Tagalog, amen, if it's Chinese, Hebrew, Arabic, it does not matter, amen. The answer remains the same, that we've all sinned and come short of God's glory. So the first thing you got to do, you got to grab a hold of this implicit thing that's going on, this implicit sickness and sin that you have, and realize, amen, that it impacts you also. Many folk, amen, even just stop, just take a pause and look at what's going on in our world. Look at the sickness that's running rampant throughout the world. We talk about it often now, amen, because people sometimes don't take it for real. The virus that we're dealing with, it is a real thing. And too often we find that, man, when it comes, it is something that will grab a hold of, and it does not respect who you are. I don't care what we do, amen. Nowadays, we look around. I can name at least six of my close found friends and families who are dealing with it, amen. I see it every day, and you see it every day, and we got to know that it's real. And by the same token, this word, amen, is talking about a spiritual sickness that people have. The spiritual sickness can only be healed through the word. The virus. virus, amen, we realize, amen, they're coming up with vaccines and they got different cures, supposedly, but the only cure even for that is the same thing by his stripes. What do you mean, Brother Preacher? I've been praying a long time. My loved one's sick, amen, and I've been praying for him, and they're not getting better. Well, let me share some good news with you, amen. Jesus Christ, amen, he bore our sins, amen. He took the beating for us, amen. And guess what? He died. But guess what, amen? He told his disciples before he left, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself. He is the door that gets us to God, that gets us to heaven. And as long as we're here, we can't get there. But the only way to get there is by the stripes that he took on his back for you and for me. His stripes make everything whole. But see, you've got to grab a hold of it, amen, and realize, amen, that I'm sick. See, a person, amen, who thinks they're not sick, they're not going to the doctor, they're not going to the hospital, they're not going to take it themselves, no vaccine, they ain't going to do nothing. But when you realize that you're sick, you'll find your way to the hospital, you'll find your way to the cure, you'll find your way, amen, to your help. And God tells us, amen, that all of our help cometh from the Lord, the one who made the heavens and the earth. But the scripture implies, it lets us know that we have a sin, we have a sickness. Yes, God made doctors, and they can help us, but they can't heal us. Many doctors now are realizing, amen, that they're only an instrument that's used by God. And if God wants healing to occur physically, it'll happen. But spiritually, we preach a spiritual word. We preach the word of God. But us as preachers of the gospel, we cannot heal you. No prayer line can heal you. You can only be healed by the power of God. I'm talking about the soul sickness now, the sin. But see, Brother Preacher, I've got it right all of the days of my life. No, the word tells us that we've all sinned, church, and come short of his glory, and therefore we all need healing. Many of us now, you know folk who are sick, but you yourself are not. But God is saying this sickness, we all have it, but preacher, I've never done anything wrong. But the Bible tells us, amen, we'll go back to the very elementary part, up to the very beginning of the word, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, amen, when God took Adam and shaped him and made him and breathed life into it and took their rib and made woman out of it, and then along comes Satan. That serpent, the old devil, that dragon, he comes along and he entices and he has man to buy off of what he's selling. And they did what God said, don't do to Adam. You can eat from every tree of the garden, but these are in the midst of the garden. Don't mess with it. And he comes like, Eve, you know, surely he didn't say you couldn't do this. He knew that the day in which you eat from this tree, you'll be just like him. And so what did they do? She ate a little bit of it. And what did she do? Man, we love our wives, amen. And the wives said, baby, here's some dinner for you. Go ahead and eat this. Knowing, man, that God said, don't do it. And what did you do? You, at that point, you took it, but your wife over God by listening to your wife. I'm not saying, amen, you're not one. You won, but God trumps everything. And then he ate. And so as a result of that, amen, the origin of man was Adam and Eve, amen, through God. And so with that, amen, they have that sin in their body and that sin passed down through the generations. And I don't care what kind of blood transfusion you may have had, amen. I don't care how you may have been purged, amen. If God don't purge you of that sin, it is there, amen. And every one of us have it. Talk to someone who's been to Vietnam and have Agent Orange or some other things going on. Some things they pass down to their children, to their bloodstream. Well, this thing called sin, it was passed down to all of us, amen? Because when we strip down, when we get beyond the black, amen, and the brown and the white, we're all the same, amen? We all came from the same God, and we all have the same God to answer, amen? We all have this implicit thing called sin in our body. But too often, we'll find, amen, that some folk don't believe, even with this virus, that it's serious. Some say it's just a concoction. It's just made up. Until they go and sit in one of these wards and they see the people that are sick from this virus. The thing that we deal with is implicit sin and sickness that we deal with spiritually. It is serious. What do you mean it's serious? It is something that has the ability to take you out. It is something with some that it just lies dormant. Amen. It sits there. It waits on the opportunity. Amen. And then it's so serious. Amen. It has the ability to take over your heart, your hand, your mind, your feet, and everything else. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, don't be swift to run to mischief. But oftentimes, because of sin, we want to go and see what's going on. Amen. And we find even our hearts, amen, become sick. Amen. The heart because of the sin. Even with this virus, COVID, amen, we find that this thing has many different effects on many different people. Some folk, amen, their hearts are changed. Some folk, amen, their lungs are changed. Some folk, amen, their muscles are changed, amen. Some folk, amen, their emotions are changed, amen. That's the same thing that sin does for us, church. This is serious business, amen. You've got to get it right with God, amen. If not, it can take you out. They talk every day about the numbers, amen, of people that are passing away from the virus. But the thing that we don't talk about, amen, how many folk leave here every single day and they have not got it right with God and they have sin that they got to answer to God for. I'm here to tell you, church, this morning, if you leave here as a result of the virus, if you know God, it's all right. But if you leave here, amen, with sin and unconfessed Jesus in your heart, amen, you haven't got it right with him, in hell, you will lift up your eyes. I would rather leave here, amen, having a thorn in my side and knowing who Jesus is, amen, rather than leaving here, amen, having everything together according to the earth's standards, amen, and meet the Lord as judge, and he sends me to hell. It's serious, church, but some folk, they realize, even with the virus, that it's a serious thing. And as a result, they wear the mask, wear gloves, they sanitize their hand, and they stay from certain places out of crowds and things like that. But others, because they don't realize the seriousness of it, they find themselves being isolated. They find themselves being isolated from other folk. Why? Because sometimes you don't see how serious it is, but others do. So as a result, when you come around, they don't get offended. When my brothers and my sisters, amen, those, amen, who are fighting a good fight of faith, when they mask up, when you come around, don't get offended. Be glad they're looking out for you and they're looking out for them, amen. By the same token, amen, you find sometimes people will see how reckless you are in what you're doing in regards to sin, and they will put you aside. Because if you listen to something so long, if you hang around it so long, all of a sudden, amen, you're enticed to try it. But the only thing we need to try is God. The Bible tells, amen, we need to taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. We got a taste of him. But too often, amen, we're tasting, amen, of sin over and over again, and we're not taking it serious. But men have the ability to isolate you from them. One, they don't want to get contaminated. And two, they don't want to see you go down like that. That's what we have to do, church. The Bible tells us, amen, as believers, amen, we're to come out from amongst those, amen, who are not believers, those who are denying the very power and the presence of Christ, amen. If you preach it to them and they don't want to hear it, Christ said to you, shake the dust off your feet and you keep moving. We know that one planet, one water, and God gives increase, and we pray that somewhere along the way, that one who's been isolated, amen, that God will heal some. Notice what happens with this virus when people have it. The first thing they tell you to do is isolate yourself. They want to get you away from everybody else. You ever heard the term, one bad apple can spoil the whole bunch? Take a look now, church, how this thing is spreading so rapidly. It's normally someone who has brought it into us. By the same token, think back on one of the most egregious things you've done in your life. I don't care if it was smoking dope. I don't care if it's shooting up drugs. I don't care if it was sex. I don't care if it was stealing. Think back on something that you've done. Why did you do it? 9 times out of 10, someone introduced you to it. They exposed you to it. And you did it. And some folk, amen, once they did, they got hooked. And they couldn't let it go, but I'm here today to tell you, amen, you can let go if you grab a hold of God, amen. God is ready to pick you up out of the muck and the miry clay. He wants to take you out of isolation. When they bring you out of isolation, that means you're getting better, amen. When you get it right with God, he will bring you out of isolation. And then you can tell your story of how you made it over, how you got it right with God, and what it did for you. And by you telling what God did for you, church, get it good this month. When you tell someone, amen, that I've not been perfect all my life, I didn't get it right all my life, amen, I made some mistakes, amen, I got some bumps and some bruises, I got some heartaches, I got some headaches. But God, that becomes your testimony that can help someone else get it right with God. But too often, church, so in the natural, so in the spiritual, we don't want to tell no one we got a problem. Today, and I thank God for everyone who shared with me that they're dealing with the virus. Why? Because it lets us know, amen, that God can bring you through when you're trusting in God. But then two, amen, it allows you when you come through to be able to tell someone what the Lord has done for you. Whenever they're healed in the COVID war, what do? They bring them out of isolation. Don't get discouraged, amen. We understand now the most important thing is having it right with God. And church, we got to trust in the Lord. We can't lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, got to acknowledge him, amen. But we find out, amen, that we come out of isolation, but they put us there in isolation. Why? Because it was contagious. It is contagious. The procedures and the mechanism we put in place now is to prevent others from getting sick. That's why you went in isolation. Realize, even sin, it is contagious. Sometimes, amen, I read and I heard this story, I think it was over in Israel, and now this thing has spread it everywhere, where they can come through and they can just send something on your little tether, your little phone, and say, guess what, you was around somebody who was sick and you didn't even know it. Why do they tell you that? Because it's contagious. And even now, church, and listen good, in the natural, amen, we're seeing where they're saying there's other strands of this virus coming up out of Africa, out of South America, amen, out of Europe. They're coming up, and one, they're more contagious. But then two, they're finally admitting, amen, but that it's more deadly. Notice, if you will, amen, think back when you were little boys and little girls, amen, whatever age group you're in, amen, it seemed like life was so much more innocent then. People, when you saw someone doing something wrong, they got away from him. Oh, no, he troubled. Let's go. They take a ball and go home. But nowadays, we're finding that people are not realizing how contagious sin is. It is very, very, very contagious, amen. Hit the TV real quick, amen. Back in the day, they tell, amen, you weren't supposed to smoke and do all these drugs and things like that. You weren't supposed to be sleeping with people of the same sex, amen. God says that's an abomination, amen. He was telling us back in the Word, amen, in Romans chapter 12, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. But now they're telling me you can introduce a marijuana to your body, it's okay. The devil, the liar, and the truth is not in him, amen. They're telling me you can sleep with whoever you want, amen. The devil, the liar, the truth of them, they're saying you can be what you want to be. If you want to be a man, you can be a man. If you want to be a woman, you can be a woman. The devil, the liar, and the truth of that, amen. And the Bible says, in the beginning, amen, God created man in his own image. He made a male and female. That's the word of God. You can't choose what you're going to be. God is the author and the finish of our faith, amen. We got to believe, amen, that God is a perfect and sovereign God, and he knows what's best for us. God made me a man. God made you a woman. And I'm not trying to pounce on nobody, but I'm telling the truth of the word, amen. Why? Because his stripes, we're healed. I don't care what you are today, amen. If you're tied up, you're mixed up, you're mangled up, amen. If you turn your life over to God, he can make it right. No, you don't need to go through all this extra stuff where people are shocking you and trying to change you. No, this is a spiritual battle. God tells us in his word, amen, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual weakness, and high places. Christ lets us know, amen, that when a man is delivered, when he's healed, when that spirit of infirmity, that spirit of, amen, whatever it may be, when it's cast out, he's going to go around, church. He's going to go around, and he's looking to find another place that he can settle down and come into. And if you don't fill that void that is left when God heals you with his word, amen, with his spirit, amen, you'll find that same thing that left out, he's going to come back. But when he comes back, you're going to find that he brought some more with him, and your last thing going to be worse than your first. Contagious. But also we find, church, that this sickness, this implicit sin that's within us, it's painful. It's very, very painful. Had a friend of mine that dealt with cancer for a number of years. To look at her, you could not tell that she had cancer. To look at her, you could not tell she was in pain. But the sickness, the cancer, had ravaged her body so it had got into her bones. And it hurt. But to look at her, you couldn't tell why. They'd given her morphine and other drugs to dampen the pain. But see, here's the good news with her, amen. She ultimately, amen, she died, amen. She gave up the ghost. But see, here's the good news with her, amen. When she did die, when she gave up the ghost, amen, she knew who Jesus was. She had realized, amen, that her only healing, it was by the stripes of Jesus, who was beat, who took our sins upon him, amen. And by his stripes, she knew she was healed. So when she lifted her eyes, she looked up and she saw Jesus just like Stephen did. Church, today, this virus that we deal with, this COVID, it's painful and it hurts. And some people, you can't tell that they have anything, but they hurt. And most of us, amen, we try to endure our pains as a good soldier. But I'm here today to tell you, amen, this sin thing that's ravaging our bodies, it is painful. You may not feel it in your body, but every now and then, amen, you start thinking and wondering, why am I doing this? Amen. You start having a battle that goes on, amen. You want to do right, amen, but every time you try to do right, amen, as Paul said, wrong is the evil there, and you fall for the evil and the wrong every time. Why? Because you have not come to your cure, amen. You have not realized, amen, that what you're dealing with is painful, and yet it is deadly. Sin can take you out. COVID, the numbers, as I said, they're ramping up every day. They were just telling me the other day, I read on the news, I think it was last night, I looked at the news last night, and they said Georgia was down around 43, 44, and all of a sudden they're up like, what, 14 now, as far as these deadly cases that we have going, the number of new cases, these cases that we have, that is deadly. But what's more deadly than that is sin. Notice what God says about it. God says, the wages of sin is death. That means the soul that sinneth will surely die. He said, but the gift of God is eternal life. Here's the final conclusion here. The cure is what? What is the cure? Yeah, some of you, amen, you think you're going to be cured by going to church. Some of you think, well, just looking at Facebook, you're going to be cured. But that's not the answer. That's not the cure, amen. We understand, amen. The word told in Romans, amen, chapter 10, verse 14, that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. By hearing it, you can have the faith, but you got to have the faith to believe that Jesus Christ is your cure. Peter told us, Isaiah told us, amen, by his stripes we are healed. Healed of what, church? Any sin, sick, disease. We read in the book. We read in the Bible. We see where many folk, they had physical ailments, and they were healed by the word of God. They had many ailments, and they were healed by touching his garment. There were many folk, they were healed just at the word of Jesus. Folk had died, amen, and Christ spoke the word, and they raised up from the dead. He was their cure. But now the cure for the sin that we have, church, it's Jesus. It says, by his stripes, we're healed. Notice what it says in verse 25 of 1 Peter. Chapter 2, notice what he says here. Notice what he says very quickly as we hasten to a close. He says in verse 25, that for ye were as sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. That means Christ, church, is our cure. His stripes can heal you of anything you're dealing with, be it spiritual or physical. Even if God decides to leave that physical thing in your body that you're dealing with, as Paul, when he talked to God and he asked him, and this thorn be removed, and God says to Paul, that Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Amen. Yes, by his stripes you're healed, but if God chooses, amen, to allow you to keep whatever you got in your side, amen, God is able to keep you, church, but you've got to believe that by his stripes, everything is going to be all right. You've got to believe this, amen. But you've got to come to the place where you realize, amen, that you've sinned and you've come short of God's glory. It's not good enough to just go and say, well, God, I was speeding yesterday. God, I had an altercation with my wife. God, I had a fallout with a friend. God, I did some things on the job that just wasn't right. You're thinking about just the things you've done. The Bible tells us, church, that we were born into sin. We were shaped in iniquity, amen, but by his stripes, church, we're healed. You cannot get your healing any other way. Many of us now, as I said in the opening, we're looking for hand up, we're looking for shoulders to cry on, amen, we're looking for arms to fall down. That's not it. That's temporary, amen. If you want some joy, some happiness, some peace, it only comes from God. I don't care what you're looking for, it only comes from God. If you want healing, it only comes from God. In church, as I open, I close, today we need healing. Healing is needed. Some, they're saved, they're sanctified, and they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and they're singing God's praises all the time, and they got him. But there's a physical healing they need. There's a mental healing that they need. There's others, amen, who don't know of God. They don't want to hear about the goodness of God. They need a spiritual healing, church. Which one are you? Are you in the church? You believe that God has sent his only begotten son to die for your sins, that he died, that God himself raised him up from the dead, that God took him back to heaven, and one day that same Jesus that bare our stripes and bare our sins, I mean, he's coming back. Is that you? Or are you on this side over here? I don't believe that gospel. It sounds good. It's a good story, amen. It's a good book to read, amen. Every now and then I entertain myself with it. Over here, you got him, but your heart hurt. Your heart is heavy. Your eyes, your doings are becoming weary because of what you see going on. Perhaps it's the proximity of some of these things that's going on in the world that's really weighing on you. And you need God today to heal you of that hurt that you're dealing with. You're angry. You're upset because of what happened and what's transpired. But you need God to heal you today. And others just are not believing God. You need God to heal you. You need Jesus Christ to come into your heart and set you free. The Bible lets us know, amen, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I don't care if it's sin or if it's just sickness or if it's a combination of both, amen. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Why? Because by his stripes, you are healed. You are healed. If you're here today and you've heard the word of God preach and you realize that your only way out, your only way up, your only way into heaven is by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we want you to come and give your life to Christ today. Is there one today who desires to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior? If that's you today, we ask you to please come. Just let us know. Maybe we're going to open the doors at this time. The doors of the church are open for salvation. We're going to pray at the end, but the doors are open right now for salvation. If you need Jesus Christ to come into your heart, just go ahead and type it down. We're not going to call your name. I just type it down, and we'll touch base with you later. Just type it in. Even if you're one, and I feel it. You're in church all the time. You feel that you're doing a good work for the Lord. You're reading the Bible all the time. But inside, there's that void. There's that gulf, that separation between you and God, amen. And you need that void to be filled. You need God to allow his spirit to come in and fill you and make you whole, amen. If that's you today, we're going to pray for you this morning, amen. Amen. Is there any more for Christ, amen? If you're at home and you're ready to receive Christ, I ask you to just stand up at home, amen. Stand up at home, amen. Stand up at home, amen. Stand up at home. Stand up at home. We're going to pray. Father God, even now after your word has been preached, some, God, have stood to give their life to you, God. Some, God, are dealing with heaviness of heart, O Lord God, not believing who you are. But I'm asking, God, that as they stand now and they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus, they believe in their heart, God, that he died and that you raised him from the dead, that you would save them, God, in the name of Jesus. They're believing these things now, Lord God, your son, Jesus Christ, is your only begotten son whom you well pleased, and you gave him to die for our sin. They believe it, God, so I'm asking now that you would save them and seal them and fill them with your Holy Spirit and keep them, God, unto the day of redemption when your son, Jesus Christ, returned, God. Save them today, God. We ask it in Jesus' name, and for his name's sake, we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you.